I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. This is part two of What is Evil? Or does evil even exist? Part one was about Brazilian Spiritism, which believes that evil can exist in the form of an attachment or possession by a negative or evil spirit. It's about being a victim of evil. Another perspective looks at positive and negative energy. To keep it simple, most people would say that positive energy is good and negative energy is bad. But spiritual teachers like Abraham Hicks and Bashar simply refer to energy as that which is wanted or unwanted. Abraham considers the evil things, or the things not wanted, as contrast. Rather than being evil, contrast shows you what you want by giving you something you don't want. That sounds like a very hard lesson. And Bashar considers an evil or unwanted thing to be an opportunity to learn from a difficult experience. That sounds great, but I think of this as the PhD of spiritual learning. Do I really want to learn through a painful experience? Maybe tomorrow, but I'm not sure I'm up for it right now. It's like the old saying, everyone wants to go to heaven, but not today. But whether you believe evil is lurking around every corner, or that it's an opportunity for spiritual evolving, the question still remains, can we avoid evil or negative things in our lives? Abraham Hicks and Bashar suggest raising your vibration. In other words, by being a more positive person, you can experience a better life with less contrast and fewer hard learning experiences. Sign me up for that one. I think of this like a tree whose branches start about 4 feet off the ground. We all live somewhere in this tree. Underneath the tree, a bunch of hungry, evil jackals wait to devour those in the lowest branches. So the name of the game is to climb higher in the tree so that the jackals can't grab you by the seat of the pants. Oh, and it's important to add that as you climb higher, it's good to lend a helping hand to others climbing up the tree. At the top of the tree, it's warm and sunny, and those who live there are hardly even aware of the jackals on the ground. To climb higher in the tree or raise your vibration, Bashar gives a 4-step formula. Number one, act on your excitement, your passion, whatever is most exciting to you in the moment. Do this every moment that you can. Number two, do this to the best of your ability. Take it as far as you can until you cannot take it any further. Number three, act on your excitement, your passion, with absolutely no insistence, assumption, or expectation of what the outcome should be. And number four, choose to remain in a positive state regardless of what happens. Constantly investigate your belief systems. Release and replace unpreferred beliefs, fear-based beliefs, and the beliefs not in alignment with who you prefer to be. So rather than being victims of evil, can we choose to be careful about our vibration? Sometimes that means having strong, positive intentions that keep us out of trouble, like not passing out drunk on the barroom floor and getting an attachment. And being aware of your actions, who you hang out with, so that those jackals don't grab you by the seat of the pants. Sounds like some hard work, but I think it might be worth it. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.